too many of y'all in the comfort zone. You got to stay on the cutting edge.
Welcome to LeroyThompson.tv, where you get the cutting edge.
Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit making this thing clear to us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. One of the most powerful verses in the Bible, I believe, not only on this occasion, not only in this celebration, this time of remembrance of what Jesus did on that initiative resurrection morning, but there's a powerful verse which is a threefold verse, and it's personal. It's a man declaring, as an apostle, declaring his personal desire. It was threefold. We had a personal desire. If you don't make the resurrection personal, it won't mean nothing to you. I mean, we here as a corporate group, I know we worship together. The Bible said, forsake not the assembling of yourself as the manner of some is, but the moment has to come that you make you and Jesus personal. That's when the power going to start flowing. When you flip the switch yourself. Are you listening to me? Because this is nothing boring about Jesus. Amen. Nothing boring about being a child of God. If you flip that switch and make it personal, currents will start flowing through you that this world can't offer. Are you following me? And so I want to look at this request because it should be the quest of every believer. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, the Apostle Paul made a threefold personal, I would call it divine, supernatural request. Yeah, because if you know these things that he's making a request of, your life and life situation will never tie you down again because you'll be in a reigning, authoritative position. If you permit the Holy Spirit this morning to drop these three desires in your heart, the warfare is still going, but the victory already been won. In Philippians 3:10, feast your eyes on that, what Paul said there. He said that I may know him. That's a portion of desire. Him meaning Jesus. I want to know him. I don't want to know about him. I don't want to read about him. I want a personal intimacy touch. I want to know him. See, a lot of people think they know him, but if you cry and complain, you don't know him. If you distracted from him because something have attacked your life, you don't know him. Because when the attack on, that's when you don't be sure you don't get distracted from him, because he is your what? Victory. So that intimacy here, that's a desire to be close to him. Be close to him. That I may know him. I don't want somebody just telling me about him. I want from headquarters. I want the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to me. Amen? Amen? Secondly, he goes further. Now, it seems like these two things are separated because they got the conjunction and. And I desire to know the power of his resurrection. And that's what we're celebrating this morning. And so I want to reveal some things to you about the power of his resurrection that you can get that personal, intimate understanding of what his resurrection really means to you as a lifestyle. It's not, see, a lot of time, excitement and emotion, which are good within themselves, and we turn the things of God out into an event. But this resurrection morning is not an event to the body of Christ. It's a lifestyle. And then we want to make sure, you're listening? Within the context of this message this morning, you have that you exercise your faith. Come on, take note that you exercise your faith. And that this morning you have a personal encounter with Jesus like never before with the power of his resurrection, understanding and a personal encounter with it like never before. And in order for that to happen, you're going to have an experience from the Holy Ghost. Then from there, you go on to what we call enlightenment. In other words, illumination. The Holy Spirit opens up the revelation of who Jesus really is and what happened on that initiative morning when he rose from the dead. And then after that, you'll get an empowerment to handle anything. You have a victorious anointing. Good God Almighty. You heard what I say? I preach myself, have already. You have a victorious anointing. See, what the resurrection is about your lifestyle wearing a victorious anointing. Now, I just got that on the spot. I never heard those words before. A victorious anointing. In other words, nothing can hold you down. Sickness, disease, lack, enemies, attack, roadblock, no matter what, circumstances. Because once you learn your authority on the basis of the resurrection of Jesus, that means just like the grave couldn't hold him and death couldn't hold him, that means nothing can arrive in your life that can hold you from being blessed. Are you listening to me? Now, there's a divine combination or divine exchange, I call it, as I was praying and studying. And there's so many powers the Bible talks about. Now we're talking about that. I might know the power of his resurrection. Then the last one we'll talk about in a minute. Because I want you to know that you have to wear an understanding of full aspect of crucifixion before you can understand the resurrection. In other words, you have to know four things, four crucifying things, maybe five, before you can fully understand the resurrection. Resurrection is not a religious reading Bible storytelling event. It's a lifestyle. And once you have a divine desire to know the Holy Spirit, he come to your rescue. Now let me tell you about three powers that make a change this morning, or connect this morning. The power of the cross, the power, let's do four. The power of his resurrection. The power of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to listen to the last one real good, because the object of your faith is so important. Sometimes we have faith in our faith and faith in the word, which is right, but it must take us further. So we have the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's three great powers, isn't it? And here's where you come in at. The power of your faith in God. Now you see, if you're not listening, you didn't hear what I said, the last one. The power of your faith in God. Not just in the word, not just in principles, but the power of your faith in God. Now, I say this quickly. I got to say this quickly because I got a lot of stuff to say to you. But Peter and the disciples almost missed it when Jesus cursed that fig tree. In Mark chapter 11, he cursed that fig tree. The tree didn't have no fig on it. He said, "You'll never bear fruit again." And when they come back from their journey, Peter was so excited. He said, "Lord, look at the fig tree. It dried up just like you said." And Jesus said, "You didn't get the lesson." So in verse 22, look at Mark 11, 22 right quick. We'll come back. In verse 20, Mark 11, 22. Mark 11, 22 is the object of your faith. Now, some of y'all are going to get delivered this morning. And some of y'all believing for something you're not getting. You have your faith in the wrong thing. Don't have your faith in your confession or your faith just in the word, because the word and the confession is talking about somebody. And we get discouraged because it don't happen when we want it to happen. But if you have your faith in the right object, it can happen anytime it want to happen. Don't make you no different, because you know it has to happen. Because where your faith at, it can't fail. See, then Mark 11:22 says, and Jesus ignored him. Boy, all excited about the tree. Jesus said, no, it's not the tree. It's not what I said. It's in whom faith I said it in. So the lesson, if you're going to understand the resurrection, if you're going to understand the power of the cross, you're going to understand the power of the resurrection, you're going to understand the power of the Holy Spirit, you got to understand the power of who you have your faith in. What did it say in that 22nd verse? Have faith in God. Yeah, have faith in God. See, have faith in God. Now, many have said, I know the tradition and interpreted, have the faith of God or have the God kind of faith, but let's just push that aside this morning. Because you're going back to you. We're going to stay right there. Have faith in God. We're not going to use no translation this morning. We're going to go, why would the scripture say, have faith in God? You got that? So now you got the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, the power of the Holy Ghost, and the power of your faith in God. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the third thing, go back to Philippians 3:10. That I may know him. That's personal, right? You see that? But then there's another aspect in the spirit realm that will put me in a better position to know him. And the power of what? Now, the last part is a lot of time Christians don't want to go there. You know, we're talking about, nobody want no, and the fellowship of his suffering. Nobody want no suffering. And the fellowship of his suffering, now I almost thought it was four requests, but it's only three. Because the fellowship of his suffering and being made conformable unto his death. Now, the statement, you're going to have the Holy Spirit to help you. The statement in being made, well, the fellowship of his suffering. Otherwise, you have to go through some things to die. People don't want to die. Nobody here want to die. We're not talking about physical death. We're talking about dying to self, dying to this world, dying to sin, dying to the law. It's not living by grace. Dying to the flesh. And the flesh no longer have the ability to control you. You're led by the Spirit of God. There's an anointing on you that breaks yoke and destroy yokes and remove burdens. Come on, talk to me. Y'all ain't talking to me over here. See, you see, the problem is the power will not come until you die. Now, you can't resurrect if you're not dead. And a lot of times, Christians have not died, so they can't operate in the power of the resurrection. But I'm going to try to kill all y'all this morning. You need to die. You understand? Spiritually, you need to die and come to understand who you really are. You're a giant on the inside. Satan trying to keep you on the outside, try to keep you in religion. Rituals, regulation, rules, do this, do that. No, I'm a giant on the inside. If I function right on the inside, the outside gonna be all right. See, this external religion, this external relationship with God is not going to put you in your real position. There's an inner relationship you can have with God. There's an inner resurrection. There's an inner crucifixion. You follow me? There's an inner life that will cause you not to reign just on Easter. Not to dress up on just on Easter. Dress up every day. Because the Lord's good to you. And you need some power up in here. Yeah, the world getting worse and worse. So you got to recognize how to understand that you're crucified to the world. And so I want to take you through four crucifixion in a few moments. I told you I was going to kill you. Four crucifixion in a few moments. I'm going to take you through. Look at Luke 9:23 with me. Luke 9:23. You got your Bible? Did it say if any man will come after me? Huh? What did it say it's for? Y'all ain't got no Bible? If any man will come after me, let him what? That is not easy to do. You're not going to do that by yourself. Because self ain't going to come against self. And take up his cross how often? Daily. And follow after me. Now there's another scripture that's going to serve us in this morning message. In Galatians 2:20, I want you to turn down. It's another scripture we need to see before we start showing you a few things this morning. And write this down. Maximizing the power of the resurrection in your life every day. Maximize. Live a maximized life. Live in the maximizing power of Jesus' resurrection. You know what I'm saying? If you maximize the resurrection in your life every day, do you know what kind of life you're going to live? Every morning you're going to be getting up. Not only physically. Anything Satan bring that day, you already maximized. You've already made your mind up. I'm not going down. I can't go down with who on the inside. You understand? With who? See, that's what the resurrection is all about. The resurrection is for you to take it as a lifestyle. Nothing after this day should be able to hold you. When you maximize the enabling power of the Holy Ghost, when you maximize the revelation that Jesus rose on the third day and Satan, the world, sin, the law, nothing could hold him down. Just like he said, destroy this temple in 3 days and I'll rise it up again. You have to have that type of anointing flowing, ooh, good God Almighty, on the inside of you. Tomorrow if something come up, you recognize that I got a rising anointing flowing in me. I'm not going down. You can't pin me down because I have supernatural power on the inside of me that I can rise up from anything. Not just, you know, I've been to church on Easter and had a lot of crowd. No. Today, your life changes. And you're about to live a maximized, resurrected revelation life. I'm going to show you some things. You went to Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, and there it is, and gave himself for me. Me. Now here Paul said that I might, Philippians 3:10, flip back there, that I might know him. See, some people just know him or know about him. But you can't fully know him unless you know the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, the power of the Holy Ghost, and the power of having faith in God. You will not know him unless those four powers. Then I back up. I tell you, it's a lot of power. John 1:12 is another power. It's another power. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power what? Become the sons of God. See, there's various powers. Then Jesus said after the resurrection and commissioned the disciples, all power. In a few moments, we're going to look at the exceeding greatness of his power. It's one of the threefold experience you have to have as a Christian. You have to know the hope of his calling. You have to know that you are his inheritance. In other words, you have to know you are his property. And Jesus don't want nobody messing with his property. Not only do I have an inheritance, but I am his inheritance. And we'll see in the Bible. That's right there in Ephesians 1. See, these three experiences you got to have. I'm talking to you a lot, but I want to get all I can get in you this morning. These three experiences you got to have. That's why, you see, until you understand what Paul was asking for in those three things, you're really not going to love him. You can't love him if you don't know how much he loves you. And so, you know, you'll be a casual Christian. But the difference between a casual Christian is called a caught up Christian. I'm caught up with Jesus.
Yes.
You know, I want him every day.
Yes.
No, he ain't no side journey for me. I don't dust my Bible. No, I keep my Bible with me all the time. He's the man meal in my life. Come on, talk to me now. Y'all don't want me to preach. See, so you have to understand that I may know him. Go back to Philippians 3:10, because I'm going to be all over. That I may know him and what? You want to know what the power of his resurrection is? Huh? The Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost who rose him up. What power God used to raise Jesus up? The Holy Ghost. What power God used to get you saved? The Holy Ghost. And the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. All right. Let's for a minute look at something here. The only way, are you listening? I can't hear you all over that. The only way to enter into the power of his resurrection, you have to understand his crucifixion. The only way to enter into the power of his resurrection, you have to understand his crucifixion and your crucifixion, and then you'll be able to rise with him on daily basis. On every occasion between here and eternity. No matter what kind of attack, no matter what kind of distraction come in your life, no matter what kind of devil that come against you, no matter what try to hold you down, you can rise if you understand what the word of God about to tell you now. Turn to Galatians chapter 2. I'm glad you're here. You glad to be here?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, what I want to do, the moment I have with you today, some of y'all are visiting, I know you might be out of town, but I want you to live the maximize resurrected life as a lifestyle. In other words, there's nothing that can put me down, I can't get up. I mean, let's name some of them. Cancer. Because that's one of the greatest fears. I don't care what it is, who it is. Nothing. Jesus paid for it all. Jesus is more powerful than any man, anything that exists. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. I don't know what you got to say about it, but Jesus, come on, say it. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. If you say anything else, you're lying. Because you can't find nothing that can take precedent over him. Now, I want to look at something that we have not seen. We read in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I want you to look at crucifixion. The Bible talks about it maybe more than this time, but four things, four crucifixion, four aspects of being crucified, you must know. That's the only way you're going to live a resurrected life. Don't feel bad about it. I just fought on the bottom. And I've been studying for 40 years.
Yes.
I read over them. I never brought them together. But this morning,
yes.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost said it would be good that to bring it together that the body of Christ can know about all four of them at one time. When I get through these four, you arise. Whatever holding you down, whatever have been a hindrance, whatever habit, whatever oppression that been pestering your life, when I get through these next few minutes, you're going to rise up. Every barrier, every roadblock, everything that's been hindering you, because you're going to be able to step out of your grave. Because everything that's holding you back is a grave. And I believe as a man of God, as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, that everybody under the sound of my voice got a right to come out of every grave, everything, sickness and disease and lack and limitation and confusion, every disease, arthritis. We're coming out of Arthur this morning. Everybody, I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost. When you see how deliberate you are, when you see how deliberate you really are, in a few moments, you really delivered. The Lord didn't do no half job. You really, listen, tell that person next to you. Tell that person, you really delivered. And said, Apostle about to tell us something. You will never cry nor complain another day in your life. You will never worry. You will never know how I'm going to make it. You will never, you will never have to be concerned about this again in your life. Jesus have made it right. This is a day to never forget. You think you just come over here by this church? God sent you over here. He wanted you to hear this message. He wanted to change your life forever. He wanted to put you in a place that you have power and glory and wisdom and understanding and enlightenment. I came here to preach this morning. Wave your hand at me. I come here to preach. I come here to love you and tell you you are going to make it. Wow! Many, oh my goodness, listen to what the Lord said. Many, if not all, your enemy is about to be destroyed this morning. Everything that been hindering you, the Lord said, I'm about to take the sting out of it this morning. Every opposition, I'm gonna remove the sting from everything that is hindering you this morning. This is resurrection morning, man. A preacher can't preach this morning. He needs to turn his credentials back in. We got something to shout about. Wow. Sit down. Let's read this now. Four crucifixion. Four aspects of the crucifixion. Galatians 2. Verses 19 and 20, we recorded one just a few minutes ago, Galatians 2, 19, for I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. You got that verse?
Yes, sir.
How many seen that verse, verse 19? Because you don't see it when I say something, you're not going to understand it. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. What is he saying? I'm crucified to the law. It's not really what I do anymore, it's who I am. And if I make a mistake, I'm fully covered. You call it grace. See, I'm no longer working by the law. I'm working by grace. The Bible says he came full of grace and truth. It's not what I do, is what he did.
Yeah.
Talk, somebody. Oh, man. Y'all need to talk to me, y'all. Y'all got to talk to me. Egg me on a little bit. See, this do religion end up in self. It end up in work. It end up in self-effort alone. But James said, don't only be a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word. I understand we got to do the word. But that grace factor, that cross factor, which produced the grace factor, which produced the blood factor, which produced fully paid factor, woo, which produced I'm redeemed, I'm restored, I'm reconciled, I'm delivered, I have the victory. I have the victory now. When I have it, now. When do you have the victory? Now. When do I have the victory? Now. Over everything and everybody who come against me. Why? You have overcome them, little children. Because greater is he that is in you. Come out and shout hallelujah. I won't preach no more. Some of y'all come here, you had trouble last night. Things not right at home. Money not right. Body not acting right. Family not acting right. Husband might go on crazy. Wife might be. Somebody just all crazy like. Well, you leave here in the victory. Not to defeat them, to defeat Satan. Because every problem you have, Satan is behind it. When you know when you say, I'm crucified to the law, that means I do not have to try to do this myself. I'm not trying to be a Christian. I am a Christian. I'm a Christian because what Jesus did on the third day. He got up, didn't he? That's why I'm a Christian. Death couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't hold him. The world couldn't hold him. Sin couldn't hold him. Demon couldn't hold him. He got up. Because with all power, and because he got up, I can't go down. I wish somebody let me preach in here. I said, because he got up, Leroy can't go down. Because I'm living on his getting up. So I'm crucified to the law. I'm crucified to religion. I'm crucified to man's idea how I should live. All the rules and the regulation telling these women they can't wear lipstick. Boy, you better probably put some, girl, you better try to put some lipstick on. You know how awful it would be in here if all these women didn't have no lipstick on? It'd be awful. It'd be awful. You need God fix it for them to fix themselves up. I won't go to church. All the women got dressed down to their shoes. I want to see some legs. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I hear a disgusting story Ronald tell all the time. Ronald, man, still mad today. Ronald went to all boys school. Ronald said, man, nobody will go to all boys school. Shit. So now, let me finish telling you. Look over in Galatians chapter 6 now. Let's go to your second crucifixion. I'm going to crucify you four times, then I'm going to get you up and we're going home. Hallelujah. You are going to live a maximized, resurrected lifestyle after the day. That's okay? And you don't have to know much. Just know what I tell you. If you don't catch all that I say, if you just catch a little bit of what I'm saying, you'll be able to live this life. Because he got up, you up. Because he lived, you live also. Now, I love it. Hear what the Spirit of God said. Hear what the Spirit of God said. Now, what would Jesus do become what you do? Y'all didn't get it. Maybe I didn't say it. I'm trying to look for another word. You know what I'm saying? They say it in such a way, and they say, what would Jesus do? When you get to understanding of what I'm saying out of my mouth, it's no longer what Jesus would do, because now Jesus doing what he do through you. Somebody steals something from you, they stole from Jesus. Somebody come against your child, they're coming against Jesus. Come on, this is just Christianity. It's just Christ in me, the hope of glory. See, but it has to be preached with that type of faith that the church can rise up and the believers can rise up and recognize who they really are, how much power they really have. And God wants them to stir this world up with power, with credentials. The resurrection is our credential. He got up just like he said. So I'm qualified now. I'm certified. I'm sealed, signed, and delivered. I'm anointed now with a fresh resurrection anointing. I'm alive to the spirit world. I'm positioned. I'm in a special position. I'm in an extraordinary position. I'm not a normal man. I'm not a normal woman. I stepped off into something. Power is stinging me like I walk in a bumblebee nest. I'm being stung with power. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God on the salvation to everyone that believes. I'm not ashamed. The foolishness of preaching the cross, but it's the power. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that believe not, but to us who believe, it is the power of God. Second crucifixion. Second crucifixion. I'm going to go quicker than then we're going to rise up. Second crucifixion. And most Christians don't understand this, and that's why they have trouble. Actually, you've been crucified to the world. The world has no business tempting you, and you can't control yourself. But it's according to what you've been glorying in. See, a lot of people glory in the world, glory in stuff. I got more stuff probably than any of y'all in here. All kind of stuff. I just got two of them things. What do you call them things, boy? Segway. No, you got to stand them right there. Thing is, when me and my wife go off on the RV, I'm going to make her ride it too. We're going to sag our way through the park. But people get caught up with this world. The Bible says you're in the world, but you're not of the world. And what I'm about to say, the second crucifixion is so important. And here's what I'm going to tell you. You're crucified to the world. And the world is crucified to you. But the way that happened is in Galatians 6:14. Look at it. Look at Galatians 6:14. Come on now. Work with me a minute now. Work with me now. Y'all trying to rush me, right? No, y'all ain't doing no good now. I'm telling you, y'all ain't getting nowhere. But God forbid that I should glory, save or accept, where now? In the cross. He called it all three of them now. Getting serious now. See, there ain't no one name. That's three names. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. He's Jesus. He's my Savior. And he's Christ. He's the master of yokes and stronghold. He's the Messiah. But God forbid that I should glory, accept, or save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom, listen, children, the world what? What? The world is what? And what else? See, that's a spiritual transaction that have taken place in your life. Today, you're held accountable. Because whatever the word says, you're listening? The Holy Spirit back it up. There's no greater power than the Holy Ghost. No power stands a chance when the Holy Ghost is functioning. So I want you to help me say something to the Lord. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Say it. Yeah, that's my power there, the Holy Ghost. Y'all say it in the back? Say it again. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Now the next time, I'm going to give you a little secret here. The Spirit gave me permission. Next time something challenges you, huh? And you don't know what to do, just rap back and say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. If you have some things going on in your life right now and you don't like it, and you might have to go back into a situation you don't really like, when you get in the car, just do what the apostle tells you. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Don't worry. He know what to do. He can work it out. Come on, say it. He can work it out. Say the Holy Ghost can work it out. How many of y'all glad you're here this morning? How many of y'all listening? You're really listening. I'm not no regular preacher. I ain't got no poems to tell you. Make you feel good. Just make you feel good. No, I want to go to your house. Sit on the side of your bed with you and tell you, stop worrying about this stuff. Move in the glory of God. So if I'm crucified to the world, and the world crucified to me, the world can't control my life. I owe this world nothing but goodbye. And so I'm not going to let Satan is the god of this world. But because I'm crucified to the world, he's not my God. So whatever he try to bring in my life, I can put it out by the power that resides on the inside of me. Say this, I have resurrection power living on the inside of me. Therefore, I can get up from anything. Do you see it? Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this? Man, I feel some people getting up right now. Some stuff that's been messing with you. God sent you here to let you know you can get up from that. You got the power. You got the power. You got, point at somebody and tell them, you got the power. Tell them you're a Christian. You're a child of God. God power is on the inside of you. And then now scream. Hallelujah. My God, I feel anointed. But you don't get them other two crucifixions. I'm not. You see, you're crucified to the law. See, the law is to live under the law now. And you never could keep the whole law. And so you go around guilty because you made a mistake. You feel inferior. And you hear a religious sermon. Oh, it'll kill you. Because it's sending you to hell every day. You're going to hell every day. You're either getting saved or you're going to hell. One out of the two. They're trying to get you saved or they're trying to send you to hell. What about life in between? Hey! What about tomorrow? I need something about tomorrow. So remember, you're crucified to the world. So remember, when the world gives you an invitation, you got power to turn it down. Now you see, you got salvation. Oh, Lord. I got five something going at one time. What happened to church? You have salvation and sanctification. They don't understand the difference between the two. See? You get saved. Sanctification is a process. But thank God, he didn't leave us by ourselves trying to be sanctified. We'd be messing up. I'm just going to give you some scripture to put down for that. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, no, 11 and 12, I think it is. No, 12 and 13. One talk about salvation. The other one talk about sanctification. Whenever God talk about sanctification, he said he'll do it. Another scripture, because I got to go back to my lesson. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. We're talking about sanctification. People get so scared when you start talking about sanctification and holiness. They say, oh, Lord. Because they're law conscious. They're not grace conscious. See, grace conscious is that God keep sweeping me up. God keep picking me up. Every time I mess up, God keep picking me up. It's already paid for. Hey, look up here. It's already paid for. Every time I mess up, God pick me back up. Every time I make a mistake, God straighten me back out. See, I'm not under the law. Not an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth now. Grace covering me. See, a lot of times you make a mistake, you don't want to make that mistake, and you ask the Lord to forgive you, he pick you right back up. word crucifixion, you got to understand. Oh, Lord, I love this one. Turn to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. I'm almost through. Romans chapter 6. I'm going to eat just like you. Oh, we got stuff for them children too, right? Huh? They getting it back there now? Shoot, them children got bubbles and all that stuff. What they best stuff? Blow them bubbles. I thought I'd go back there myself. They keep showing all that stuff. Romans chapter 6. Now, you need to know this. You're crucified first to the law, right? That means you're under grace, right? Now, the world can't control you. Devils and demons can't control you because you're crucified to the world. See, you're a citizen of the kingdom of God. Huh? The kingdom of God is within you. You are ambassador for Christ. You have authority that you never use yet. You got authority knocking on your mind, knocking on your anointing, knocking on your spirit. You got authority knocking on your mind, knocking on your heart. Use me. Your words carry authority. Death and life and the power of your tongue. All this comes from the resurrection. I'm glad about it. Look like you're sad about it. Now, this is almost, if you don't understand the crucifixion and resurrection, you're crucified to sin. Sin has no dominion over you. Temptation has no dominion over you. What? Nothing Satan can offer is more powerful than who you are. No temptation come that Jesus hadn't walked through already. And so Jesus on the inside of you to answer the door to every sin and every temptation that come in your life, he's in there. He's already defeated it. A Christian sinning is a Christian who wants to sin. Especially one who got ongoing sin, that rascal want ongoing. Because he know he can stop, or she knows she can stop, but they lack it. They got feeling ahead of the facts. May I say something? All sin has results. Payday is surely going to come. Don't try to get around it. Whatever man. So I just need to tell that because I'm saying beating around the bush here, you know, like, you know, some utopia you were. You keep on sinning, you're going to keep on failing. Finally, you're going to hit, and you're not going to be able to do nothing with it. You always have a space to repent. You better jump in that hole. All right, look at Romans 6. Look at Romans 6, verse 6. Romans 6, verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body, listen to this, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Hello? For the seventh verse says, for he that is dead, is, now you see why some of y'all are not free from sin. You won't die. He that is really crucified with the Lord don't want sin. Ain't gonna sin. See, the church that got so warped, they think everybody doing sinful things. No, you should have never stopped by here. No, all preachers are not whole mongers. All preachers. Oh, I got a lot of preachers up here. You better try to find you a preacher living right. That he didn't give you some conscience still trying to hit on you. Y'all don't want to preach. Y'all don't want me to preach. I'm going to close. We're talking about a crucified, sanctified life. All right? The sin. You get that? That's the fourth one, right? Galatians chapter 5. Let's go to the fourth one now. I'm crucified to the law. I'm crucified to the world. I'm crucified to sin. You got scriptures for it. And now I'm crucified to the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5. Oh, Lord. What time it is? All right. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5, come on, Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Everybody say, crucified to the law, crucified to the world, crucified to sin, and I'm crucified to the flesh, because I am a Christian. All right, the verse, Galatians chapter 5, verse 24, talking about crucified to the flesh. And they that are Christ have what? With the affection and lust. Verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, that's a capital S on that Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit. Let us also what? Walk in the Spirit. Now, quickly, children, turn your Bible to two passages. I'm going to close. Two passages, because I want to maximize this for you really to see it clearly from the Scripture. Almost, you see, you need to exercise your faith, and that special faith now, faith in God, right? You need an encounter with the risen one.
Yes, sir.
Then you need an experience.
Yes, sir.
And then you need, anytime you're functioning with God, you need enlightenment.
Right. Right.
Are you getting it?
Yes,
and then you cannot function as a Christian without empowerment.
Amen.
You have to be empowered with the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, don't leave till you receive power. You go out there without power. You come here and tell me you're a Christian and go out there without power. This world will eat your lunch, boy. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. Say the power of the Holy Ghost. All right, that's the kind of power we have. The power of the risen Christ. The power of the resurrection. The power of faith. The power of love. The power of forgiveness. All these are powers that we're working on every day. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1 now. You remember he asked him in Philippians 3:10 that I might know him? Let me show you how you can know him. Ephesians chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all here?
Yes, sir.
Ephesians chapter 1, that I might know him. How many of y'all want to fully know Jesus this morning?
Yes, sir.
How many Christians we got in here this morning? Y'all ain't saved? How many Christians we got in here? Let me see who ain't saved up here. I'm going to be here making the altar call in a few minutes. Everybody get saved. Yeah, they didn't tell you, you come to this church, they lock the door till you get saved. You get saved. Everybody get saved. You say, I want Jesus. You don't say, I want Jesus, you're going to stay here all night long. You'll never eat an Easter lunch today. You got to get Jesus up in here, boy. Just Jesus up. All right, Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1 now, that I may know him. See, this is not surface stuff.
Right.
It's not surface. This is not a history book.
Yes, sir.
This is not mathematics.
Right, yes, sir.
You're going to have to move to another dimension to know him.
Yes, sir.
You can read about him.
Right.
You can hear people preach about him. But to really know him.
Yes,
see, you know what he's saying? That I may know him. Now, I don't want to be guessing about who Jesus is when I need him.
Yes.
I want to know him. And I don't want just the preacher to know him. I want to know Jesus for myself, because this preacher might go crazy on me. I want to know the Lord. I want to know Jesus for myself.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Now, this is the only way you can know him, what I'm about to show you now. It's the only way you can know him.
Yes, sir.
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17,
yeah.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes, sir,
the Father of who?
Glory.
May give unto you the what?
Spirit
of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
Right.
So you need the spirit
right.
of wisdom, huh?
Yes, sir.
And knowledge, right?
Right.
All right, now verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being what? That's your heart. That you may what? There it is. That you may what? That, see, that's the word. You want to know him. What is the, now three things. What is the hope of his calling? Number one, everybody in here is called. You're a Christian, right? What the riches of the glory of, now, notice this. I preached this verse a long time, and I thought he was talking about my inheritance. But he's not talking about my inheritance. He's talking about his inheritance.
That's right.
I am his inheritance.
Yes. That's right.
See? He said of his inheritance. You see that?
Yes,
come on now. I'm trying to finish. I'm trying to close. I know y'all won't go. You got your Easter clothes on. Hold on here a minute. Hold on here a minute. The hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his? See, he called it the riches of his glory. I'm his glory. And the Lord gonna take care of his inheritance. And the Lord gonna take care of his glory. I'm here. See, you are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:20. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit. What's your God? I'm here to glorify him. When I live right, when I do what he tells me to do, I'm glorifying him. I'm his glory. He works through me. He walks through me. He talks through me. He get people healed through me. He bless people through me. I'm talking about you now. I'm talking about you. I'm his glory. I'm his inheritance. If you want to know if you somebody, this world can't tell you who you are.
No.
But the Lord tell you this morning, you are my inheritance. And we get down to the closing mark in this message. Now this third thing. Oh Lord. This third thing. Hallelujah. This third thing. Praise the Lord. This third thing. You know, it's two things. Hope of your calling, and then I am his inheritance. But now he get down to resurrection morning. Because notice what he says here. My goodness. God in Zion. Verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us? What? Oh, they're talking about me. How many of y'all believe? According to the working of his mighty power. Now, when did he do this? What he wrought in Christ when? He raised him from the dead and did what with him? Set him in his own right hand in the heavenly places. Watch out, devil, because the next voice tell you that you're in authority. It tell you about your dominion. It tell you should be reigning in life. This next voice tell us that the devil can't whip us.
Yes, sir.
He can't control us. He can't stop us. He can't keep us down. Behold,
yes,
I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and the power of the enemy. Do you no harm? All power is in my hand, in heaven and in earth. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witness unto me. We're not no fruitcake bunch. We are blessed by God. We are anointed. We got something to shout about today. The day is our day. It's not a holiday. It's a holy day. No. You ready to shout? Look at verse 21. Anybody dealing with something in you? Because you're dealing with something against you, that's the devil. But notice when he rose from the dead, verse 21 says he's a little further than the devil. And then there's some devils he not above. You see what he said? What he said? For above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which shall come, and have put all things under his feet and give him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Shout the victory. What happened when, that's right, come on. What happened when the power of the cross and the power of the resurrection and the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of your faith in God is connected properly? Crucifixion and resurrection is the maximized divine connection of total victory. This morning, you have stood and sit in the presence of the maximized divine connection of total victory. Nothing will pin you down. Everybody stand up. Nothing will ever, because I'm talking to you, nothing will ever pin you down again. As you remember the word that God spoke in your heart this very morning, that you got all these power, you received the divine exchange as a lifestyle. It's no longer external excitement, emotion, and events, but you experience the resurrection of Christ. I wrote in my life on daily basis, not just an event to remember or celebrate to enjoy, but to recognize it is a lifestyle that has been given to the believer, and that this is a spiritual positioning for total victory in my life, in all of life's situations. Oh, hallelujah. You must exercise your faith. I'm closing. You must exercise your faith. Know the enabling ability of prayer. You are being called to an encounter. Get ready to receive divine enlightenment. Releasing a threefold experience. Your calling, the inheritance, you his inheritance, exceeding greater power. Entering into a one-of-a-kind empowerment. Now you are ready to live an explosive life. It might happen any minute. Your promotion might come any minute. Your healing might come any minute. Your blessing may come any minute. Because now I send you where I prophesied over you in the name of Jesus. From this day forward, you're going to live an explosive life. You're going to live in a victorious life. You're going to be blessed in the city. You're going to be blessed in the field. You're going to be blessed at your house. You're going to be blessed on the job. You're going to be blessed in your business. Everywhere you go, you're going to live the resurrected life. Your life will be explosive. Good things. Everything your heart desires. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desire of your heart. Bless in the city. Bless in the field. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He anoints my head with oil. Woo! My cup. Every day my cup. Every day of my life. My cup. Every day running over with surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Oh, I done preached myself happy. Woo! 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 Glory, glory. Woo! Glory to God. Excuse me a minute. Wow! Glory. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm not only preaching, I believe it. I'm living this stuff. It's real. be a man, this woman.